What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engage Heaven today. I'm Pastor James Levesque. I want to thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day on this incredible Wednesday morning. It's going to be powerful. Listen, if you're anywhere in New Haven, Connecticut area, I'm going to be there this Friday, one night only. I'll be back in Florida by the weekend, but I want you to come. I believe it's going to be a night of miracles. It's going to be a night of radical worship and just healing. So you want to come, and that's going to be this Friday night. We're going to jump in today. Powerful subject. We're calling it Healthy Decisions. Scripture's found in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21. Your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Wherever you turn to the right hand, or whenever you turn to the left hand. Isaiah 30, verse 21. What if every day of your life you thought about eternity? Think about that. What if every day you made decisions in light of judgment seat, striving to live by God's commandments? You know, we forget. We lose track of our purpose, and believers today are not making healthy decisions. We're making major life decisions with the kingdom of God way down on the list of priorities. We give so much attention to things that don't matter in the scope of eternity. If our life is one big string, picture this. Our life on earth is just a tiny inch of that long, long string. Because the reality is, eternity is going to be the rest of it. Eternity's endless, timeless, forever. We're just passing through this life to do the will of the Father. So ask the Lord about that. So ask the Lord about that job promotion, about family that you want to build, about the use of your free time. Is it where God's leading you? Because not everything that seems great is. Making healthy decisions by talking to your Father first and always make them with eternity in mind. Decisions are the hardest things to make sometimes, especially when you don't have a pattern of putting kingdom first, right? The truth is, I see so many people, you know, you have everyday choices. Look at you. Look at what you're wearing. Literally stop and look at yourself. You made that choice today, right? Come on. Some of y'all need to re-choose. No, look, you made that choice today. And we make choices every day, right? What you're going to eat, what you're going to do, where you're driving, what you're wearing, all that kind of stuff. And the reality is, choices matter, but then some of you are facing divine moments. So they're what I call defining moments in life. This isn't you picking what you wore today. I'm talking about you are making decisions right now that will alter the rest of your life. These aren't just choices, they're defining moments. And if we don't know how to make healthy choices, how are we going to experience these moments in life? You know, the thing about testing is you don't know when the test is coming. The thing about testing is when you go through these things in life and you're being tested, you don't know you're being tested. You literally just show up and you realize like you either passed or failed, depending on what you're going through. And so the truth is, we have to allow ourselves to believe. We have to allow ourselves to make healthy decisions. The first thing we got to make decisions with is peace. Where'd it go, friends? We've talked about it. Some of you lost your peace like you left sandals on a beach and you got to go back and find it. Where did you leave it last? Was it the phone call that came in? Making healthy decisions is essential for where God is taking you in the days ahead. And we don't make decisions out of peace. And I'll tell you another thing. We never make decisions based on money alone. Money alone is not going to work out for you, ladies and gentlemen. That's not why we don't make decisions based on money. Is it a factor? Absolutely. Is it the factor? Clearly not. When you make decisions on money, it's not ever going to work out in your life. When you make decisions on kingdom priorities, it makes out. And that's hard to explain to you, friends. You've lived your whole life thinking it's about your money and it's about your this and that. And no, it's about the kingdom first. Seek first the kingdom of God, which most people don't, let's be real. And all these things will be added unto you. Don't get angry with God when you end up in a dry place because you've rejected his principles for living. It's not God's fault. You didn't seek him when you made these decisions. I see young girls today, they're trying to marry. I'm like, yo, is he Christian? Well, yeah, no, he ain't saved, baby. He's not that kind of Christian. No, the answer is no. Why would you ever? I see young people, man, that I thought were amazing, and then you see who they marry, and you're like, that's what you thought of yourself? Let's be real. You know what I have to tell my kids now? Because I see some of y'all jacked up decisions. I'm like, yo, marriage is a family affair. It's a family decision. That's how it works, baby. You pray. You believe God brought you somebody, you bring them right to the house. We pray as a family, and if we all feel peace, we go with it. We are not out here making decisions because you got daddy issues or you got mommy issues and you don't even value yourself. Absolutely not. That's not how we make decisions, because that isn't a choice. That's a defining moment in life. who you marry. And some of y'all struggling now because, you know, come on, man, because you just made crazy decisions and now you got to work through it and you need to work through it. And so how do you make decisions? Is it through peace? Is the peace your guide? Is anchor your guide? Or is somebody just trying to make you make a quick decision? That's not God. I want you to be led by peace. I want you to feel that little decision maker in your heart, that knower. You know, that knower that you just know there's peace in it. And people might think you're out your ever-loving mind, but not my knower. In the seasons of my life where my knower led me, oh man, that peace of Jesus, I didn't need you. Trust me. I know what I'm following in my heart. I'm not weighing earthly odds. I'm not taking 100 years to make a decision. I'm not drawing all the pros and cons because I don't know how to make a godly decision. Spend time with Jesus, read his word, learn how kingdom thinking happens, and make every decision based on kingdom, not yourself. It's hard to do. It's so hard to do because you've been trained your whole life to love you. And you do matter, but not more than the kingdom of God. That's it for today. I'm hoping today God used this devotional. I feel like they're so timely that God used it to speak to you in a season of your life. We love you. As always, thank you for rocking with Engage Heaven today. We'll see you tomorrow. I'm out.